and Percy Faith's Theme from a Summer Place introduces the third programme in our series, Malta Memories. I'm Mike Roberts, taking you on a nostalgic journey through the years, 1964 to 1972, via the ordinary events and the ordinary people of Malta, over a total of 17 programmes. And this week we move to 1965, a year that was to be the first year of a new independent Malta. A year, too, when a villa at fashionable Balzan, with a large garden and garage, was priced at just £7,000 sterling. A Sunday tea of sandwiches, scones, delicious pastries and gâteau at the Dragonara Paris Casino Restaurant was priced at 4 shillings and 6 pence, including service. And the Sunday Times of Malta cost a mere sixpence, something like a mere 2 to 3 cents today, I reckon. Musically, Tom Jones was continuing to raise the temperature at every one of his concerts, and in 1965, this was just one of his many hits.
What's new, pussycat? Whoa, whoa, whoa! What's new, pussycat? Whoa, 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 whoa! Pussycat, pussycat, I've got flowers and lots of hours to spend with you. So go and powder your cute little pussycat nose. Pussycat, pussycat, I love you. Yes, I do. You and your pussycat nose. What's new, pussycat? Whoa, whoa, whoa. What's new, pussycat? Whoa, whoa, whoa. Pussycat, pussycat, you're so thrilling and I'm so willing to care for you. So go and make up your big little pussycat eyes. Pussycat, pussycat, I love you. Yes, I do. You and your pussycat eyes. What's new, pussycat? Whoa, whoa, whoa. What's new, pussycat? Whoa, 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 whoa. Pussycat, pussycat, you're delicious. And if my wishes can all come true, I'll soon be kissing your sweet little pussycat lips. Pussycat, pussycat, I love you. Yes, I do. And your pussycat lips. You and your pussycat eyes. You and your pussycat nose.
Tom Jones, What's New Pussycat? So, who and what else was in the news as the year began? Tanya Bayona of Valletta took part in a ballet sequence in Morecambe and Wise film The Intelligence Man. Chief Petty Officer Francis Kelea, well known for his historical tours of distinguished visitors around Fort St. Angelo, was awarded the British Empire Medal. And at 11 a.m. every morning, Michael Vella of Valletta continued, as he had done for many years, to feed the cats. They always turn up punctually at 5 to 11, he said. Tessie McAuliffe and Tony Adjus sang in the first session of the Italian Festival of Song at the Radio City. A Mr. J. Long of London arrived in Malta to recruit 100 Maltese to work with London Transport. And waterlogged ground all over the island caused the Malta Racing Club's meeting and First Division football matches to be postponed. As the 13th edition of the Malta Yearbook went on sale, a unique and historic event took place in Malta when, for the first time ever, a congregation of Catholics, Anglicans, and men and women of other Christian denominations prayed together under one roof at St. Paul's Anglican Cathedral in Valletta. The focus of their prayers was Sir Winston Churchill, who was being buried at Bladen, Oxfordshire, England, on January the 30th, 1965. Despite the ever-changing popular music scene, the Mantovani sound was consistently asked for and listened to. and no less in 1965 when he and his orchestra brought us this. Mantovani and Red Roses for a Blue Lady. As the first signs of spring could be seen, there were other signs of a different sort of activity. On Malta's economic front, an £850,000 project to develop the Red Tower area, overlooking Maliha Bay, into a holiday centre with 400 villas, was approved. Henry Fettieri, the commissioner for Gozo, set up a committee to tackle the declining lace industry so important to the Gozo economy. And the chairman of Mitzi Brothers presented the keys to its new owner of the first locally assembled Austin 1100 motor car. The Italian liner Leonardo da Vinci entered Grand Harbour for the first time with 560 passengers, watched by crowds who filled the vantage points of the upper and lower barracas. Two 300-year-old anchors, predicted to have been used on the galley of the Knights of Malta, were discovered off the island of St. Paul during an underwater survey. A nun from the Good Shepherd Convent at Balzan daily responded with her donkey cart to requests from householders to remove brushwood, keeping gardens tidy and the convent warm. Meanwhile, the Golden Harvest advertised hot cross buns, Easter eggs and figoli. And if you fancied it, a bar of Cadbury's Dairy Milk Chocolate would cost you 8 pence. The Academy Award Ceremony of 1965 heard Tony Bennett singing the theme from The Sandpiper and win the Oscar Award for the Best Vocal Performance, sounding like this.
The shadow of your smile when you are gone will color all my dreams and light the dawn. Look into my eyes, my love, and see lovely things you are to me. Our wistful little star was far too high. Teardrop kissed your lips, and so did I. Now when I remember spring, all the joy that love can bring, I will be remembering the shadow of your
The Shadow of Your Smile from Tony Bennett, demonstrating the great diversity of music and song that fashioned the music scene in 1965. And, of course, it is that same diversity that we're seeing from the ordinary events in the ordinary people of Malta as we recall how that diversity fashioned life on the island, the very basis, in fact, of this series. So let's scan again the months of early 1965 as we record more of those diverse news items from over 5 decades ago. Contenders for the Miss Malta title had to conform to certain rules. They should possess a good standard of education, be well-mannered, and physically over 5 feet tall. And the organisers at Hamroon encouraged contestants to come forward and compete for a number of awards, of which a film test awaited the winner in London, plus inclusion there in the Miss World contest. And at St Anton Gardens, the second national choral festival, organised by the Malta Song Festival Board of the Young Christian Workers, was won by Chorus Militensis. A new night spot called Whisper opened in Constitution Street, Mostar. A gala premiere of the film Topkapi was staged at the Alhambra Theatre, Sliema, in aid of the Malta Polio Fund. And Malta's very first supermarket, the Modern Store, originally opened in 1960, was getting a facelift some 5 years later and moving to larger premises in Constitution Street, Mostar. As all aspects of Malta's commercial future were being explored, it was announced that an international company with a number of Maltese business people as shareholders had been registered for oil exploration on the island. People in the news included Captain R. A. Fenwick, a doctor serving with the British Army, who'd been awarded the General Service Medal for service in Borneo. A collection of books, a gift from Australia to independent Malta, was presented to the Prime Minister by the head of the Australian Migration Office in Malta. And it was announced that this year would be the first year that King Carnival would enter the city of Valletta by the side entrance, because in 1965 the new Kingsgate will be of sufficient height to allow him access by the main door. And described as uncatchable, with just one game to play, Sliema Wanderers looked set to become the soccer champions for a second year running when they beat Floriana 2-1. And success came too in popular music to the singing group The McCoys, with their chart hit of 1965, Hang On Sloopy.
Stupid.
McCoys and Hang On Sloopy. As spring moved ever closer to summer, Maltese blacksmith George Bonello laboured on as he had done for 30 years at his smithy between Zurier and Safi. Despite the slow demise of the horse-drawn cart and the traditional Maltese carrozzin, the cast of The King and I at St. Aloysius College received a standing ovation for what was hailed as one of the finest school productions ever staged on the island. While all this was going on, a mother swan proudly introduced her 5 cygnets to the water for the first time since they'd hatched in the middle of the pond at St. Anton Gardens, and believed to be the first time cygnets had hatched in Malta. I wonder if that mother swan was quietly singing to her young offsprings, in swan language, of course, the lyrics of this chart hit of the time, from Peter and Gordon.
Just you know why. Why you and I will buy and buy no true love ways. Sometimes we'll sigh. Sometimes we'll cry, and you'll know why. Just you and I know true love ways. Throughout the day, our true joy to share with those who really care. Sometimes we'll sigh. Sometimes
out the day. Our true love way
will bring us joy to share with those who really care. Sometimes we'll sigh, sometimes we'll cry.
Peter and Gordon with their hit that reached number 2 in the 1965 charts, True Love Ways. So, as Malta moved ever closer to the halfway point in its first year of independence, two great aircraft carriers berthed in Grand Harbour on a four-day visit, HMS Centaur and HMS Eagle. The foundation stone was laid at Burkakara by the Archbishop for what was being predicted would one day be the most striking modern church in the Maltese Islands. The national sanctuary, when complete, would be dedicated to St. Teresa of the Child Jesus. And now, in its fifth year, the ever-popular boat display was declared open at the torpedo depot Mcedar. June of 1965 saw the Cathedral of St. John in its most resplendent form, with a priceless tapestry it ordered by Grand Master Perellos in 1697, hung for all to admire and to celebrate the Feast of St. John that month. Victory Square, Vittoriosa, saw the Scouts and Cubs of the Cospicua Group rallying in commemoration of the Great Siege of 1565 and representing its 400th anniversary. And heralding summer, the Siesta Hotel Sleema advertised comfort, service, hot and cold running water in all rooms, and bed and breakfast at 15 shillings, while Malta's fresh milk undertaking, the MMU, offered a milkshake at 3 pence a bottle. Musically, the multi-talented Anthony Newley in 1965 co-wrote, and then recorded himself, "It Couldn't Happen to a Nicer Guy."
Best friend, but I see him in your eyes. You can't hide it, he's the one you idolize. He's taken you from me, and he didn't even try. I guess it couldn't happen to a nicer guy. He heard from me just how wonderful you were, and he told me you're so lucky to have her. Oh, little did he know, when he smiled he made you sigh. I guess it couldn't happen to a nicer guy. Oh, he never meant to take you from me. That's something he would never do. Although it still hurts, if it has to be, at least I know for sure that he'll be good to you. So don't worry, kiss my cheek and run along. I'll sure miss you, but to hold you would be wrong. I wish you both the best, but I guess I can't deny it hurts to know it happened to a nicer guy. I wish you both the best, but I guess I can't deny it hurts to know it happened to a nicer guy.
Anthony Newley in 1965. That's just about it, folks, for yet another week, and as I've said before, if you have any special memories of a similar sort from the years we're covering, 1964 to 1972, or indeed if the Malta memories I've already covered have meant something special to you, then let me know. You can do so by email, Mike Roberts, MikeRoberts, at Firenet, Firenet, .ws, WS World Service. Or if you prefer to write, then please do so, care of this station. I hope you'll join me next time, on radio or online, when we'll conclude 1965 with more Malta memories, just as they were recorded at the time. Until then, from me, Mike Roberts, goodbye.